Even though cases of enterovirus D68 are still being confirmed, that's including a case yesterday in Camden County, public health officials say the bug is on its way out. WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports on the latest from the infectious disease conference taking place in Philadelphia.
Enteroviruses like D68 are seasonal. Outbreaks typically run from July through October. At the conference, Dr. Mary Ann Jackson from Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City spoke about the five lessons she learned from the acute outbreak in her area. Number one.
This is the largest national outbreak in the United States ever reported with enterovirus D68.
But enterovirus D68 is not new. It's been on the radar since 1962. Lesson number two.
The spectrum of disease is unclear at this point, but it's likely very broad.
That means patients present with a wide range of symptoms, from a sniffle to a fatal infection. The third lesson relates to the total cost of the disease, which has varied by hospital and by patient.
Next piece is that not everything is EV68.
Jackson says this time of year is when flu and other respiratory viruses with a much longer history of fatalities should take priority.
And then the last piece relates to the acute limb weakness. We need doctors to recognize that if they are seeing a child who is presenting any type of acute limb weakness, the recommendation is that they see both a pediatric neurologist and a pediatric infectious disease specialist.
Jackson and other experts at the conference say the link, if there is one, between limb weakness and EV68 is not understood at this point. To date, the virus has been confirmed in 45 states and has caused 5 deaths, including a 4-year-old in New Jersey. For WHYY News, I'm Laura Benshoff.